This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report for KER Politics. This weekend, we are replaying a show from earlier this year. I think it times well with what the world and economy is going through right now, especially on a political front. Al will be back next week recording daily editorials as well as the weekend show. So we hope you all enjoy this weekend's replay.
We are now on the site doing two daily editorials a day. We're doing one in the morning and one in the evening. Yesterday's was very, very interesting. Yesterday's evening interview, we discussed briefly, posted an article by Jim Brevard, which he posted on, I guess I should say my friend Jeff Dice, the president of the Mises Institute, posted it on the Mises Wire. Very, very interesting article that summed up, in my opinion, exactly what's going on in terms of the various vaccinations, lockdowns, etc., etc. Matthew sent an interesting comment in last night pertaining to last night's daily editorial. He said that according to information that he's got, a French life insurance company has allegedly denied payment to a man who died from apparently COVID vaccine. There does seem to be some negative things about this vaccine. I am also, I want to say, becoming to be an avid listener to Dr. Campbell over in the UK. Jimmy, you also listen to Dr. Campbell. He, too, had some very interesting allegations about what's going on with the vaccine, the lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera. You want to take over here?
Sure. So, yeah, Dr. Campbell has released a video recently, and, you know, he goes through a very as accurate of data as you can possibly find in the UK. He's a former, I understand him to be a former ICU-type doctor.
Right.
And he takes the data from the actual admissions and then crunches that and lays out as much as possible, both, and then kind of double checks it with the national health information from the UK. And basically he summarizes that Omicron is fading quickly.
Yep.
That Delta, we had a spike in Delta. Omicron is fading quickly, but most importantly, hospitalizations over the last month are significantly down, like dropped precipitously, almost like a cliff, which shows that in his belief that we're getting towards an endemic state rather than a pandemic state. I think we've been there for a while, but of course the media and the censors that have been silencing voices that that people like Campbell and others who are questioning the narrative are allowing this to continue, the fear and the threat and the concerns.
Yeah.
Well, he compares the data, he does compare the data with U.S. CDC data as well. And so he's doing his best to try and be accurate. He did believe, he did state that he thought that vaccinations may reduce, you know, some of the hospitalizations. But it's very difficult to say without a controlled study, without a control group, because, in fact, the people that are maybe being hospitalized, one, you don't know the numbers of vaccinations, true or false. And the other is, you know, people have these, you know, significant health issues that may or may not be treatable with the techniques that they're using right now to stop COVID. So, you know, the mortality and, of course, the hospitalization rate is fluctuating based on a lot of different factors, and it's very difficult to get into those numbers to see. So, again, questions that need to be asked. And, of course, media censors as well as government censors are not allowing some of those questions to be asked.
No, that's true. Some of the questions have been brought up here on Washington State in the sense that the numbers in Washington State, primarily in eastern Washington and in the Seattle area and other parts of the state, the numbers of new COVID cases are going down, but they're not really going down much at all, but they are going down a bit. I think the main complaint that people would have about what the system is attempting to do is that they are perhaps to a very small extent reducing the number of new COVID cases. The number of deaths remain where they were a couple of years ago, which was less than 1%. And I think that people are unhappy with what they view as being the lack of organization in terms of the fight against COVID. Jimmy, you have an opinion on that?
Well, in Washington State in particular,
yeah.
Jay Inslee has failed miserably. He hasn't protected anybody, but he certainly has hurt a lot of people by his lockdowns. And most importantly, the economy and small businesses, but also individuals, the health, the broader health issues, the suicide rates, the drug addiction, the homelessness, the issues that he's failing to address and are actually exacerbated by his lockdown policies. And, of course, most importantly, the impact on children in Washington State. And I can say from personal experience, after taking my children out of Washington, they come to South Carolina. And my children are all straight-A students. My son last year was a valedictorian at Blaine High School in Washington. My daughter was on her way there with straight-A and AP classes as a junior. She comes to South Carolina. She's a year behind. My son starts college. He took calculus last year. He had to take it again. He's still behind in it because of the lack of education, because of the face mask requirements, because of the lockdowns for a population that is absolutely almost has zero risk of injury or serious cases from COVID.
Well, there you have it. Experience based on boots on the ground, and that's exactly what Jim is doing. Jim, I have never known him. I've never known Jim, and I've known him for many, many years. I've never known him to exaggerate or not report the exact truth to what is going on. Jim realized the school system was behind. He realized a part of the reason the school system was behind in the area that he was living in was because of the COVID situation, the lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera. And so he actually sold two homes, one which he just recently completed and he had moved into to move back to South Carolina. So he did it primarily, he and Laura, his wife, did it primarily for his children. You know, I want to say one thing to our radio listeners, and that is we have a very, very active blog associated with the show. To get to that blog, simply go to www.kereport.com. We have a comment section that typically on the weekends runs up to the area of 100 comments during the day. We easily approach 100 comments every day, and our listeners have been with us, some of them since the turn of the century. They are very, very well informed people. They make our site, I would have to say, the best site on the internet in terms of information for alternative political issues.
And definitely I'll go to the politics, click on the politics for comment
exactly
on this portion of the show.
Exactly. Thanks, Jimmy. Do click on politics and you can get all the information that you want. My partner, so to speak, who I turned the radio show over to about 5 years ago, also does a very, very excellent section on economics, not only economics, domestic economics, but economics as it pertains to smaller companies in the industry. I want to say that I am very, very proud of our current bloggers. I give a few names. Irish Tony, Larry, Out of the Box. Notice everybody has a handle. To be in the blog, you do not need to identify yourself if you choose not to. We have some physicians who are very active bloggers, and they do choose to identify themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, quick commercial break. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. By the way, please do support the sponsors of this program. We get no money from them. All the money goes to the radio stations, and that allows the radio stations to broadcast our show, because we pay nothing whatsoever for the broadcast area that we are included in. We're on about a dozen, maybe two dozen stations, primarily in the South and primarily in the Midwest. Biggest cities would be New Orleans, Miami, etc. Having said that, Jimmy, where do you want to take us right now?
Well, I think, you know, we can continue with this kind of discussion of what I view as the media and the government silencing of information out there. You know, there's this big push, we're going to stop misinformation on COVID. And of course, the unbelievable censorship that's ongoing with tech companies to silence different opinions and voices. Dr. Robert Malone, a guy that has 9 patents for the initial development of mRNA vaccines, the actual process that's being used in these experimental vaccines on people, he's being silenced. Joe Rogan has him on his podcast. Joe Rogan, with, you know, over 10 million listeners almost on a daily basis, sometimes up to 15, 20 million people. They're silenced, attempting to silence Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is takes all sides. He's not a conservative. A very popular guy, the most popular podcast out there, and they attack him. Then you have MSNBC that brings on people like Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, who, you know, very close confidant in the Obama administration. He unbelievably publicly stated on MSNBC that children would be, without the vaccinations, young children as little as 5 years old, would be very susceptible to extreme, you know, very serious conditions from COVID, which is absolutely false. Absolutely false. The CDC numbers prove it. Every factor, every information out there shows that, in fact, children are not, almost at zero risk from COVID. There's been approximately 300 children died out of the country, but there's, I mean, tens of thousands of children died for other reasons. Suicide beats out COVID. Car accidents, murder beats out COVID for children. People are spreading this lies, and some of the media that says they're trying to stop misinformation are actually contributing to it and bringing on professionals, political hacks. I think incredibly damaging for our society, but it shows something that's even deeper and darker, that big tech corporations are willing to do whatever it takes to achieve political ends and an agenda for their financial benefit and for power. And they have now become the voice of propaganda for an administration. They were absolutely against the previous administration. Twitter banned Donald Trump for life, apparently, for using that platform. They were, you know, continually calling out misinformation or lying and saying factual information that turned out to be absolutely false through the Russia collusion investigation. And they continue down this road, absolutely devastating to transparency and the integrity of the media in our nation. And it certainly undermines trust and faith in the government and, of course, CDC and all these other people in the FDA, NIH, and other organizations that have provided information that has turned out to be completely wrong.
Jimmy, I'd like to switch over and talk a little bit about the government right now. I want to talk, first of all, we have some employment numbers that came out. I'm just going to give a preview, and then if you could talk about the numbers. Last Wednesday, it came out that companies cut, in the last month being January, 310,000 jobs because of the COVID situation. What are the numbers looking like today? Let's see just how effective our government really, our current administration really is.
Well, I guess the job numbers, this is a very interesting conundrum.
Yep.
Once again, the media has been asked by the White House, and there's been numerous reports on this, has been asked by the White House to stop talking negatively about the economy. And what we saw from, I guess, this organization, ADP, that measures jobs overall in America, that about 300,000 jobs were cut. But then employment numbers that came out today show a 460-something thousand job increase over expectations. Expectations were somewhere around between 150,000 and 200,000 new jobs. So you've got this conundrum of people, organizations cutting some jobs and then, of course, more hiring. However, the real number to look at is the uptick in unemployment, because the unemployment rate overall went up. So in spite of the good news that's basically being trying to be, you know, sent out by both the propaganda machine for the administration as well as corporate media, that 460-some thousand jobs were created in the January, the reality is the unemployment rate kicked up. The other issue is the actual labor participation rate. People have not been going back to work, and of course a lot of people have been laid off or fired because of their failure to get vaccinated from some of these, you know, some of these major corporations. Hershey Company in particular, this last week announced that they were going to fire their employees that were not vaccinated. Of course, a lot of the airlines have done the same thing. There's numerous companies that have been, major corporations that have done that. And this is not in the best interests of their employees, and it's certainly not in the best interests of their company, because there's a labor shortage out there. They can't hire people. So why are they doing that? And you have to ask that question. Why are they following these procedures? And I think it comes right down to this: government intimidation, where the Biden administration is attempting to intimidate people in corporations to follow their lead or suffer legal or retaliatory consequences. And that's how this administration is governing, this regime is governing, in my view.
Well, what I'm noticing up here, and this, again, I'm talking about strictly on boots-on-the-ground experiences, is the supply chain effect that's going on right now in terms of lack of supplies is really, really huge. The local drugstore in my city doesn't even have alarm clocks anymore. The only thing that they can almost guarantee that they do have is, in terms of prescriptions, they pretty much have a full supply of that. But anything else, you've got empty shelves upon empty shelves upon empty shelves. I also buy my groceries from Amazon, from a place called Whole Foods, which is an excellent, excellent store for my needs. They too have empty shelves. I went down and visited with some of the people who I deal with over the phone down there. They too have some empty shelves. So the supply chain up here, number one, this is a tourist area that I happen to live in. Number one, many of the restaurants, most of the restaurants, have shortened their hours significantly because they simply cannot get employees. And on the other hand, they have restaurants going out of business because of the lockdowns virtually every single day. So I'm not talking about statistics right now that I read off of my various sources and that I get from Jimmy. I'm talking about statistics that I'm experiencing. You guys are going to be right back. Talk of the Hour News Break.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You USA Radio News.
Nassau County is the latest region in New York to find the polio virus in its wastewater, sparking a health emergency declaration by Governor Kathy Hochul that will expand vaccination efforts against the disease. The new order will allow EMS workers, midwives, and pharmacists to administer the polio vaccine. King Charles III vowed to, quote, uphold the constitutional principles at the heart of our nation, end quote, as he delivered a tribute to his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, during his first televised address since ascending the throne.
The affection, admiration, and respect she inspired became the hallmark of her reign.
This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790. 568-2790.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. After the news break, we're now chatting a little bit more about domestic issues. Unfortunately, the first one is a little bit tough to talk about sometimes. I want to talk a little about Liz Cheney. I'm one of the few people in the world who thinks not necessarily very highly of Liz, but I think very highly of Dick Cheney. I've read his books. I think he really has the best interest of America at heart. Regarding Liz, I can't really say that that's the case because I'm not really sure that it is. Any comments, Jimmy, on that?
Yeah, I do have some comments on that. You know, Dick Cheney as vice president under George W. Bush, there was a lot of controversy. His support for Halliburton and some of the big defense contractors, and of course, you know, the war that went on and some failed policies there, and of course, you know, the accidental shooting of one of his buddies out in hunting birds. There was a lot of controversy. A lot of people hated Dick Cheney. I do think that he intended, as well as George W. Bush, that they intended to do better, that they thought that they were doing the right thing for the world. I think the problem with Dick Cheney, with George W. Bush, is they had this view, and I actually supported him back then, and I will admit that myself that I probably had an overconfident view of American ability to influence the world, and I think they were very the whole idea of a neocon, a neoconservative, where they're going to expand, you know, global markets, and we're going to have a global system, I think was misguided. And the reason why it was misguided is because there was an expectation, a view of the world, that everybody thought the way the Americans do, that we do, that everybody's basically kind of the same. And the reality is, that's not true. Chinese people have a cultural difference than American people. Iraqi people have a significant cultural difference and have different influences, things that direct them. More so than American people. The Afghanis, the same way. Their experiences are not the same. We don't look at the world in the same way, and we certainly don't bow to power. So everybody in the Bush administration, I think, had good intent, especially after 9/11, but I think they failed to understand the complexity of the world and the limitations with U.S. power. And they weren't interested in defending the United States as much as they were trying to protect a world global system. That exacerbated and was turned into an actual Obama administration that looked at the world completely as a global system, and the U.S. had no levels and no power on it, so completely inverted. Now, where Liz Cheney falls in my view, in this entire dynamic, is she has her father's view of integrity, that is very, like, jaded, that she's more special than others and has lost touch with the foundations and the frustrations with the Republican people and the people in her own district in Wyoming, in her own state, that are tired of that ego and that arrogance in Washington that has become so corrupt and has cost the lives of so many soldiers, that have cost so many jobs, that have cost the expansion of global markets at the destruction of American manufacturing and American principles and policies around the world. She's lost touch with that, and she is actually, her animosity towards Donald Trump is now becoming apparent in her attempts to shape the outcome of this fraudulent January 6th commission that Nancy Pelosi put together in Congress. And I think, voting for Trump's impeachment based on the facts that were not there, and there's more and more facts that all of this was fabricated, voting against the administration, I think people like Liz Cheney, people like Adam Kitzinger, people like Mitt Romney have to wake up to the fact that they are out of touch with the Republican Party and the average middle class American, and that's where it goes. So long discussion on Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney from me, but I very much think that they deserve being censored by the Republican Party today.
Mitt Romney obviously disagrees with that, but I guess I would have to say that if you're a Republican, that you can certainly say things differently than some of the things that were said by Ms. Cheney. I don't think there's any question really about that. If you're a Republican, I think you can disagree, but there are many ways to say I disagree other than being quite as virulent about that as I believe she is. Let's talk a little bit about Syria, Jimmy.
Yeah, so this week the Biden regime announced the destruction of a high value ISIS target in Syria, and really played it up. In my view, my professional view, one of the aircraft was shot down. Apparently there were quite a number of children and a couple of women that were killed, maybe 10 innocent people, according to some reports, that were killed possibly by inadvertent ordnance, possibly by the suicide bombing or suicide vest at the target wore and detonated on the approach of the commando forces.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden administration claimed that they did this that they used a ground assault, a very complex ground assault, in order to minimize casualties. That certainly didn't turn out to be the case. I will argue strongly, as a person that was a former Night Stalker, the aircraft that crashed was a 160th aircraft, and I used to serve in the 160th a while ago, and being very involved in special operations planning and targeting in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria over my career, that these kinds of operations went on pretty much on a daily basis in Afghanistan and Iraq, somewhere back and forth, at least weekly. there was not a lot of, in the Trump administration, or the Obama administration for that matter, there was not a lot of press coverage and pictures and propaganda that went along with them. You know, the Soleimani attack, where Trump ordered the assassination, basically, of the Iranian Quds Force commander, that got incredibly negative press, all kinds of negative press. This Biden administration facade, in my view, a facade to try and prop up his credibility in global international relations, I think was taken very favorably by almost all the corporate press. So I'm kind of curious why the two different views on it, and I think it's incredibly I think it's just a very false narrative that's out there. These soldiers fight and do this stuff on a regular basis. It may have been a complex mission. Certainly we lost an aircraft. No American casualties, thank God. But, you know, the other problems that we saw with the Afghanistan pullout show that this administration can be incompetent and they will do whatever it takes. It is all about the perception and how to influence and shape their base. And that's what it is. It's not really about long-term national security interests. Because I want to know if this guy was contained in a building and hadn't been doing anything for a long time, which is according to the press reports, why the risk? And what was the outcome with this? How much of an impact was he having on the battlefield or in reshaping ISIS in the region? As the, you see them growing, but that's obviously another failure by the Biden regime.
Well, ISIS is going to continue to grow. Al-Qaeda is going to continue to go. There's really not much of a question about that. We're not on in a full-time ground war, I would say, necessarily over in the Middle East right now. And I think these organizations are going to continue to grow. I think when you look at the what you just stressed, the overall effectiveness of this fellow who was assassinated, was he incredibly effective? It would appear he was just another guy in that particular position. And you really have to wonder if the collateral damage is worth it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a real quick commercial break. Jim McKinney and I will be right back to wrap up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back here to Wrap Up KER Politics. Jim McKinney is a very, very valuable individual to chat with because he, during his military career as an officer, by the way, has taken part in literally hundreds of raids, as was performed earlier this week. The ISIS leader was eliminated. Jimmy, talk to you from a personal standpoint. Give us some observations on the Syrian situation, would you?
Yeah, so I definitely want to address some of the perceptions that were put out there, some of the media spin and the administration, the White House spin on this. You know, they compared this to a complex raid similar to the Bin Laden raid. Dan has an incredibly powerful military with a nuclear capability in a very tough region, moving nearly 400 miles at night from Afghan bases into Pakistan to take out a target a few hundred yards from the Pakistani military academy is a lot different than going after this ISIS guy inside a compound in Syria, where we have operating special operations bases and forces, and of course where there's ungoverned spaces of significant level in there. So that was an incredibly false narrative that the Biden regime propaganda team put out. I believe that the intent was to show strength and credibility here prior to potential conflict or confrontation in Ukraine. These raids are incredibly complex and they're hard. And whenever you put soldiers on the ground, that's a tough thing to do. And they turn out bad. Sometimes they turn out bad. People understand Black Hawk Down. Well, I actually for the air crews, I did the after action report for those folks. And some of the people that are familiar with the at least the story or the movie that came out, these are tough circumstances and really difficult situations that people will get stuck in. And of course, our very professional special operations force and military, they're out there doing what they're told to do. Somebody [S2] Yeah. [S1] Came up with a plan here, said there's a target, and then they presented that plan. And of course, how much involvement National Command Authority had is critical to understand. If in fact they are orchestrating it from the White House, something is very, very wrong. If they're approving it.
Now, why would you say that? Let me interrupt you just for a second. You're saying if they're orchestrating this from the White House, something is very, very wrong. Give me the rationale behind your statement, Jimmy.
Okay, so let's go back to 1993 in October and the what we call the Battle of the Black Sea in Somalia. The Clinton administration had withdrawn most U.S. forces and tried to pass off Somalia to the U.N. There were U.S. tanks offshore, U.S. forces offshore sitting there, and there were U.S. forces with 10th Mountain to get in the U.N. compound. But the administration, the president, and his advisors did not want the impression of offloading more U.S. Military equipment. This is Secretary Weinberg, I believe, at the time. Or not Weinberg, I'm sorry. No, it was a Wisconsin guy. I can't remember his name. But anyway, they made decision that they did not want to have a bigger perception. So they had an operation done in the daylight in order to achieve their political ends while simultaneously hampering the effectiveness and ability of the commanders on the ground. And General Garrison and Tom Matthews, the guys that were involved, the actual ground force commanders, they had a difficult time. And then, of course, it started to fall apart because of a few minor accidents and some things that happened, and then shoot down, and then we have a number of soldiers lost, 17 killed in the battle. That's because politicians got involved in the decision making on how they would conduct operations. When you have that type of oversight and that much appearance of it, it's very, very dangerous. Commanders have to have flexibility. They've got to operate. And I can tell you that these missions went on day in and day out, night after night after night, all around in Afghanistan and other areas in Iraq and Syria, without that type of oversight. It's a very risky thing to get non-professionals that have political agendas to decide when and where people should be in order to have photo ops of people sitting around a table for the big command decisions. And that's exactly what this appears to me to be like. It looks like a photo op for the Biden team administration to say that they were doing something. And that's a sad, in my view, it actually discredits it. It takes a lot away from the actual operators on the ground. They're doing this work that do it day in and day out. And of course, you don't necessarily want everybody to know what out there is happening and how you conduct operations. And of course, when you have the collateral damage and the unfortunate incident of both children and women being killed, non-combatants, that's a very disturbing. Very disturbing thing. And I'm worried that the administration is so desperate to show strength in military operations in order to say they're doing something that they're willing to risk people's lives and potentially U.S.
Well, I have to agree, because you have to understand there is collateral damage involved, and you have to take that into a very, very high regard. Jimmy, we had some other things that we wanted to talk about, things that were going on, that's going on in the U.S. right now domestically, politically. We talked a little bit about some of the fallback that's coming from the Democratic Party towards the current administration. We talked a little bit about going some of the serious fallback that's coming from Liz Cheney right now. We gave our honest opinion on that. We talked about Mitt Romney a little bit. What have we left out in terms of what's going on politically in the United States right now, Jim?
Well, you know, there's some of the media are attempting to show a split between the the Trump wing, the powerful influence of the Trump team over the GOP, and then the holdouts, the continued holdouts there. And I think I read an NBC article that basically said, there's division out there. Well, you know, the real division right now is within the Democratic Party, and it's between progressives and moderate Democrats. People like Beto O'Rourke are afraid to have Joe Biden come to Texas to help campaign for them. He doesn't want to be seen with that. Now, he's a pretty progressive guy. But then you get this fight with AOC and Chuck Schumer and these underlying battles between the far extreme left and then the Biden team. Biden comes out and makes a statement that, hey, defunding the police is the wrong thing to do. Well, I'll tell you what, that's going to hurt a lot of his groups that are dependent on that type of mobilization, that antagonism, the Antifa, the BLM types that are really really helpful in getting the vote out for them, they're going to be dissuaded by that. And so you're seeing this move, this slow move of Biden's team trying to convince America that he's more back in the moderate level, back in control. And that's basically because he's lost so much ground over the last year on the economy, on the border, on COVID management, on almost every issue, on Afghanistan, which was just a horrific mistake.
Yeah, they really have. But, you know, what I really want to ask you, of course they've lost ground. There's no question about that. They've accomplished absolutely nothing, as we reported on our daily editorial, evening daily editorial, and on Thursday. They really haven't accomplished anything whatsoever on the border. You've got numerous Democrats who are saying that Kamala Harris as a border czar is basically totally worthless. The question I would like to pose here is Chuck Schumer. You can think what you want about him. I find the guy to be a little bit too aggressive, I have to say. But if you look at Chuck Schumer as a seasoned veteran politician, and you look at Nancy Pelosi, who as a Democrat has had a very successful career. Lover or hater, the fact of the matter is she has had a very successful career. What do you think these folks feel, Schumer and Pelosi? What do you think they feel really about the progressive movement that's coming out right now? The Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes and the rest of them. I can't believe that they're actually supporting people like that and supporting an avowed socialist like Bernie Sanders.
Well, when they believe their own lies. And the other part of it is actually that's where the power comes in. In order for them to maintain power, they've got to, regardless of what they think inside, because they're politicians, they're willing to lie about it. I don't think too many people run for Congress and want to destroy the country, but there are a few.
No question about it. We have totally run over here. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get some comments on the blog. Some of you radio listeners, too.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.